During a recent ice hockey match in Montreal, American players anticipated a challenging atmosphere due to Donald Trump's controversial remarks suggesting that Canada should become a state of the United States. However, the players noted that this hostility actually served as motivation for their performance. The match, part of the Four Nations face-off, took place on February 16, 2025, and was marked by intense emotions from both the players and the crowd. The game began with an explosive start, as three fights broke out within the first 9 seconds. The crowd, consisting of over 21,000 fans at the Bell Centre, was already charged with tension before the puck was even dropped. Canadian supporters expressed their discontent towards Team USA by booing during the American national anthem and as the players were introduced, reflecting the growing animosity stemming from Trump's recent comments. Trump's statements, which included threats of tariffs and the suggestion that Canada should join the United States, have sparked outrage among Canadians. This sentiment has been evident in various sporting events, where fans have consistently booed the U.S. anthem at both NHL and NBA games since the president's remarks. The atmosphere at the Four Nations face-off was no exception, as Canadian fans were vocal in their displeasure. Despite the hostile environment, the American team managed to secure a 3-1 victory over Canada, earning a place in the tournament final. This win was celebrated by the American players, who used the crowd's animosity as fuel for their performance. In contrast, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau took to social media to celebrate his country's victory in a previous match against the US, asserting that Canada would not be overshadowed by Trump's comments. The match featured notable fights, including one between Matthew Tkachuk of the US and Brandon Hagel of Canada just 2 seconds after the game began. This was followed by another altercation involving Tkachuk's brother, Brady, and Canadian player Sam Bennett. The third fight involved JT Miller from the New York Rangers and Colton Parayko, an alternate captain for the St. Louis Blues. These skirmishes underscored the fierce rivalry between the two teams and the heightened emotions surrounding the event.